the 2022 Atlantic Hurricane
Season. Blog
Talk Radio. The administration now predicts there will be 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. A forecast issued before the start of the season called for the possibility of slightly more named storms and major storms. There have been 3 named storms so far this season, which runs through November. Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. have both been deposed in the New York investigation into the dad's business practices. Michael Kastner reports.
Ivanka Trump sat down with investigators from the New York Attorney General's office yesterday after efforts to avoid doing so proved futile. Don Jr. was deposed last week into the probe into whether the Trump Organization fraudulently inflated or deflated property values, depending on whether it was seeking bank loans or insurance. There are reports that neither Ivanka or Don Jr. pleaded the fifth, unlike their brother Eric, who did so more than 500 times when he was deposed in October 2020.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies throughout the day, giving us a high near 68, and southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly clear, with a low around 54. For tomorrow, we go back to the sunny streak, bringing us a high near 73 and a low around 58. And finally, for Saturday, sunny skies remain, high near 81.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you to listen and turn us on. Thank you so much. I have got dynamic duo joining me here today, John Dennis Gobert and Happy Para. And they are bringing a message. You know, here's what I love about the message. We're going to talk about their book, but I want to talk about not the title of their book at the moment. Anything with the word matrix in it has already got me. But quantum intention and wish fulfilling gem. Quantum intention and wish fulfilling gem. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is like a big book. I like that it's so big. I like a hefty book. It's a lot for me to read, but I read it. See that, everybody? All right. The reason I love this is because once upon a time, and I'm going to introduce each of these incredible people, but once upon a time, if you can remember, like going to a holiday with your family, right? I mean, just go back like a bunch of years. You go to holiday with your family, and maybe you bring up something like about the amethyst necklace you're wearing. And everybody around the room, they look at you and they understand it's a piece of jewelry. But you know how we have evolved, Benny? Do you know how we have evolved? Here it is. When a movie like, I think it's called Green Book,
when a movie like Green Book about a musician traveling to the South, and one of my Italian characters stops at a food or truck stop, and what the driver of the car does, he doesn't go in to get food, and we know he likes to eat, so he walks over to what seemed to be a box full of gemstones. You see, this is a mainstream movie. And so today, what I love about this is that more and more people, like my two guests today, are the reason for that. They're the reason for taking ancient conversations, healing conversations, creating a fabulous book. And I just got to say about the book, fabulous book with pictures in it. Thank you. And we talk about things like the power of crystals across culture. You see, now, if you give somebody a stone or a gemstone or something, it doesn't matter what it is, if you just give them something like in a holiday gift or something, they go like, ooh, ah. But what are the real secrets? What are the mysteries? You know, 2 days ago, my friend was helping me in the yard, and a lot of rocks out here. And all of a sudden, she picks up the rock and says, it's a green one. Why? Why would she even mention that? Today, I am so thrilled to have two people joining us here today to really understand, you know, what this means to bring the essence of time and space and astrology. And and one of my favorite things that I learned to do, Qigong, I mean, that's what he is, that's like he does that. We do it in Green Lake. Green Lake's too far, but it's just amazing. But then we get something else that explains the interrelationships of things. That's the book they wrote. And when I think about that, and I think about Happy Heart, and I think about crystal energy, right? Can I say the word expert? How do these two come together? What does each of them bring that's greater than the individual person to help us understand a power that is so ancient, so old, so healing, but yet so misunderstood? I want to welcome both of you to the show. It's great to have you. We're going to have some fun now, right?
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
You know, that's a great movie, the movie I referenced, right? It's a fabulous movie. I think everybody was nominated for awards, Academy Awards. It was a true story. But I never forgot the scene. Well, of course, he was stealing the stones. So he got in trouble for stealing. I learned in Hawaii, you don't steal stones. But he got in trouble for stealing and he got caught. But let me ask each of you a question. And first of all, before we even start, I want people to know, one, where they can go to immediately to follow us along, to find out more about you, and to get a copy of the book. So let's do that. Who's going to give us that? Happy, are you going to do that?
Yes. So our website is chintamanimatrix.com. And you have to spell it with a C-H, C-H-I-N-T-A-M-A-N-I, matrix.com. And you can get the book through Inner Traditions. That is the publisher, and they have a site where you can buy it directly from them. It's also on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on every you know, internet bookseller. So it's widely available.
Yeah, and by the way, the book title is Chintamani Crystal Matrix, Quantum Intention and the Wish Fulfilling Gem. Who does not want that? John Dennis, you too as well. It's the same website. Is that correct? And I need to mention this throughout the show because we have a lot to cover. We're going to take maybe one break at the half. Because how do you each feel about the example I gave? Because when I started this show 20 years ago, I didn't even know what I didn't know. This was not like on my career card or my attention board quite this way. And I became a student, and I'm a student today. But do you think that we have a better understanding today of, let's just call it, the quantum intention and wish-fulfilling gemstones, crystals, Let's just call it that in the world. I'd like to hear from each of you. Have we progressed in our level of awakening around this at all? And how much more work do we have to do? Happy, you want to go first?
I personally think the book might be a little ahead of its time. But, I mean, astrologically, I'm an Aquarius, and John Dennis has a lot of Aquarius in too, and usually Aquarians are ahead of their time. So we understand that. But it's interesting you're talking about references in movies, because we actually have a small section of the book about how in movies and in popular myth and culture, there's usually this obsessive search for an ancient crystalline object. I mean, it's in the Marvel movies. Yep. It's in the Indiana Jones movies. So we actually mentioned that because it's like the ancient myths have come forward into the new modern myths. And frequently, even in video games, there's this quest looking for the crystalline objects. Even the Chintamani's search for in video games.
Well, how about Halo? How about Halo, that just ridiculously popular? I actually had someone working for me who was the champion player, but now they turned it into a television series. One of the most popular series, you know, with all of that reference. And I know you included in the book, and I'm so proud of you both for doing it. Your book is ahead of its time, and yet I feel like we have to catch up quickly, right?
I agree. And so in the book, we do talk about the ancient myths. We also talk about the hero's quest using a real-life story from the 1920s and of a real-life Indiana Jones. But then we kind of move it forward. Towards the end of the book, we definitely have chapters about how to connect with this now energetically through your body, through meditation. John Dennis wrote an entire chapter about crystalline yoga, how to connect with crystals using ancient Buddhist techniques and crystal energy and connect with the Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling gem. You know, like right here and now.
Oh, let's hop over to him, though, right? Because, you know, I'm just watching him listen very, very calmly and peacefully. As I was so excited to interview both of you. I'm like jumping out of my chair. Linda says, how's your voice today? Don't talk. You need to be able to do this show with them. We're not going to change the date. But, John Dennis, how about you? I mean, I make a lot of references. I have half a foot in the world you live in, and I have another whole foot in our pop culture, and then I have the other half of the other foot on some of the planet and some of the galaxy, so that's okay too. And I would ask a question like this. Do you both want to know why?
Sure.
I'm a quadruple Sagittarius and a quadruple Capricorn. So half the time, half my questions are practical, half are obscure. But John Dennis, I got to hear from you. Tell me what you think here.
I think that the archetype is reawakening.
Thank you.
I mean, I really think that's it. And so many different movies, books, novels, games, people are taking it, and it's like the archetype is talking to them. And so they're sort of like adding their own creative imagination, and they're sort of like bringing it forward in their own particular understanding. But we trace this all the way back to one of the very, very earliest Hindu myths, you know, the spinning of the ocean. And out of that ocean comes the first wish-fulfilling gem, plus a number of other what they call ratnas or jewels, which are things to benefit humankind and actually not just humans, but the entire evolution of the universe. So, I mean, I see all of this as like it's making it more tangible, and it's such an important message that it's almost like it's raining on everybody's consciousness. And so that's why you're seeing it, and like just even if somebody's stealing a group of gems, it's like somehow they're getting the message, twisting it a little bit, it's coming through loud and clear, but because... Also, what's connected with these the gems is just sort of like this universal benevolence, you want to call it that, or or universal compassion, agape, love for others, care for others, is somehow connected to that.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like the two are coupled together.
Do you know what I've observed? I want both of you to jump in here. And we're going to talk about the book. First of all, it is ahead of its time. And the second thing is, my first read through this, I had questions. But I didn't have questions. I don't know if you know that I'm wearing a Sanskrit medallion. Oh, you can't see it because I got 15 pairs of glasses here that I have to wear to see. But that they don't see. But I have my friend is Sarah Main. She specializes in ancient Sanskrit. And working with her over the past 4 years and doing a show with me, I can't believe what happened to me. But here's the thing I want to ask you about, and I think it's so important. I don't think when you come to my house, you will see a lot of, can I call them stones? Some of them are crystals, some of them are not, but you'll see them everywhere. If I were to turn my camera just 2 degrees that way, you'd see them. But it's interesting. I've never had anybody walk in and say, those are really awful. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and this to me is a multidimensional energy. It's a multidimensional. It's now we're using terms like metaverse. But the reason I say it is vibrationally, that appreciation goes back thousands and thousands of years. Would you both agree to that?
Oh, absolutely. It goes back. Maybe even farther. I mean,
it goes back
so far we can't even remember. You know, I mean, it's beyond. It's on the edge of our memories, and that's where the myths come in. They put us at the edge of memory.
Cats love me. Just saying. let the cat be up there. There's no way you're gonna. I'm telling you, I do more shows and I open my mouth and I don't know what it is because I always say I think that's my Felicia cat who adopted me, but you're not going to be able to put the cat down, so it's okay, it's cool. But yes, you're right. I didn't mean thousands because that was a little bit ignorant on my part because I really meant further. You know, I have a friend that studies this and I want to really get to this because you have a part in the books that says jewels are everywhere, it's everywhere east. You talk about this. You show images, pictures of this. But I want to talk about the Chintamani crystal matrix because you could have just stopped at Chintamani crystal, right? Stop, but you didn't. So I want to ask you, when you take both together, and I don't know why I see them as separate, but I do see them together, and you incorporate a matrix on something, doesn't it energetically exponentialize? I made that word up. I want to hear each of you. Okay. Right?
Go ahead.
So on a practical level, I think one way to look at this as a matrix is this use of crystal grids. So say if you take we'll just use quartz crystal. Quartz crystal is very programmable. It's sort of an adaptogen, so it's going to adapt to what you need it to do. It warms up in your hands, and our consciousness and our bioelectrical field actually activates the quartz, okay? So it's like a human-crystal interaction. So you can program each of those individual quartz crystals, put them into grid, and then you've created a matrix. And this kind of goes back to even Stonehenge. You know, Stonehenge is a matrix, and there is quartzite in those huge stones. And so stone circles act as a matrix. So there's these ancient crystalline grids. But now moving this forward, you can even create a small grid, like a circular grid, write down your intention in the middle of it. You know, pray over it, meditate over it. You know, put some energy into it, and then you're sending out like this, like it's like you have your own mini Stonehenge, and you're sending out on the wavelengths of intention,
yes,
this intention that you're sending out into the universe. And that's a simple way of looking at this.
I love it because we're going to get more complicated as we go, including the fact that I'm just in awe that we're also going to get to talk about astrology. John Dennis, how about you? How does this exponential energy, right,
you know, help us, adaptogen, love that word. How does it really help us, given where we are today? How do we call on this energy and know that we are in a place now as human beings energetically where whatever we were doing before energetically, just it's not working. It's not working to calm us down. It's not working to, you know, have us be in the world with multifaceted energies. But how, in your opinion now, do we fast forward to where we are today and say, wow, this is really something for the time we're living in?
Well, first, it's come forward, of course, in so many ways. But each of the stones, and especially as you put them together, whether they're minerals or whether they're crystals or whether they're like really fine gemstones, you know, whatever level they're on, the main thing is they intensify whatever we're putting out there. So it's partly attunement is what's involved in them. They're helping us to attune better our own intentional level when we're doing that. And the second thing is it's increasing the frequency and intensity of the message. You know, so which I think just because there's so much cultural noise everywhere. I mean, that's sort of like important because it helps to, in a sense, balance out that, you know, the cultural white noise that's happening in the background. And it gets us to, like, not feel like we're being drowned by, you know, in that sort of avalanche of white sound. So I think that those two things are important. So it's like it can help us hear our own voice. Yeah. It can help us connect to our own intentionality. And it helps us to put that intentionality forward, and then it helps to manifest it. So it has, you know, it has all those steps to it. And then to say nothing about the fact that when each of us is doing this, when we have like common, you know, when we have a commonality of intention that crosses, we're each radiating one another's intention forward as well. And then the crystals that you have arrayed around you in your room, the crystals that I have here, crystals that Happy has there, and countless other people that we don't know that share a similar set of intentionalities, we're all kind of connecting together, even though we don't know who we each are. But we are making this, you know, this intention. And so one of the Buddhist ideas of this crystal matrix, in a sense, is the sense that it coexists throughout space, and yet it has no beginning. It has no end, and every one of us is like a node, like a crystal on this thing, and each of us is a co-creator. So it's like we're all evolving the universe as it sort of goes on. So that's sort of like the side that may appeal to your Sagittarian nature.
I was right there with you on that. And yet, let me just put my Capricorn moon hat on for a minute. And I love the way you describe that. You know, Happy, one of the things I want to ask you about is what I was really struck by in the book, and this is to both of you, but I really want to ask you this question, is the beautiful references on interrelationship. It's like this idea that you watch a spider. I love spiders. And you watch a spider, and the most beautiful thing in the Pacific Northwest is to wake up in the morning and see the dew and see this beautiful web. Now, even if you don't see the spider, you see this beautiful web. And one of my teachers taught me that the web and the web are one. And that's the essence I get from what you've included in here in the book. You know, it is really the nature of what we might be in search of, and yet it's both physical, spiritual book, science book, astrological book, metaphysical book, and you have somehow weaved it together in one book. What was that journey like for you, and how the heck did that happen?
I mean, both John Dennis and I experienced while writing the book that the book was taking on a life of its own.
Yeah.
So I can't say that, yeah, we wrote it, but Yeah, there were some channeled forces there coming through. And in fact, there was even a certain part, like we had like a, we had a pretty structured outline. And then as it progressed, it was like it kept getting bigger and going deeper. And it felt like the chapters were breaking off like cells. Okay. So like one chapter would kind of progress, and all of a sudden also I realized this has to break off, like cells break off. And so I'd have to tell John Dennis, look, this is what's happening. and then we'd have to kind of restructure it. But yeah, it was a very organic process. The way it started is not the way it ended. And we were a little surprised by it. Like how it was kind of coming together. But like we never intended to go into alchemy, because that is a topic in and of itself, but we had to address it because of the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
We couldn't not address it. Like the book would have been incomplete. So that took us down alchemical pathways, both Eastern and Western philosophy. And that itself is a massive topic. But then there was even one chapter that really, like, we had never intended, was even, like, the creation of the Chintamani. And that broke off from alchemy, like how we can co-create the Chintamani through various practices. And that chapter, especially those who feel like a real creative calling for this process, it really gives you some ideas about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that in the book. I mean, when I was reading the book, it was very unexpected, first of all, to see the chapter on the alchemy, but then, you know, on the creating. And I love that you've done all this. I want to hop over to you, John Dennis, because I think one of the things we haven't explained to the listeners who don't have the book yet, and who will make sure know how to get the book, is this idea of what it is. You know, people ask me, what are you talking about? And I want to talk about the quest, because I always like starting with the quest, right? Vision Quest changed my life, and I never thought anything would change me or my life in any way. But it was a quest. And I would like you to talk about this, because this is sort of an origin story, right? It's an origin story, but I think it's an origin story that is so relatable, right? There are a lot of origin stories of a lot of things out there. Mm-hmm. Would you talk to that, John Dennis?
Yes. So we have the Chintamani on one hand as like an end goal, you know, to accomplish or to acquire or whatever. But we have the Chintamani as a process at the very same time that it's an end goal. So it's like you can't separate the process away from the end goal. It's like, you know, it's like saying every step of the way of peace is what you're supposed to do. It's not the end point. It's actually every step is peace.
Yeah.
So every step is this wish fulfilling gem. So where we see the quest articulated sort of the most clearly is in the myth of Shambhala, you know, or the great, you know, which is the great place that guides the evolution of the planet. You could say realized beings are sort of like behind the scenes and helping with evolution at every step. So therefore, each of us would like to connect with this, you know, place, Shambhala, or the beings there. And Shambhala actually does mean the place of peace. So we have a number of stories which say that this Chintamani, which in this case is represented by a singular gem, you know, or a singular class of gems. And if you have a piece of it or you have one of them, then this becomes a beacon to help guide you to wherever it is that, you know, that the quest is actually taking you. So the generalized quest may be Shambhala, or you may articulate it in an entirely different way. But it's like this particular Chintamani gem, great gem, is sort of like the way that you're going to connect to the web or, you know, the matrix. It's the way that you're going to connect to your intention. And it's the way that you're going to connect to where you're going to need to go and where you're going to be, you know, where you're going to be led. So we did use the Rorix as sort of like a very tangible example of sort of what this process was about and how they happened to use a Chintamani that they acquired, you know, in their physical quest across you know, up and down all over Asia.
Yeah. That's why I wanted you to explain it, because what I want Happy to talk about is the next part. And I'm so thrilled that the way you laid this book out was to tell us about the quest, but don't waste any time to get to Chintamani and intention. Happy, I want you to talk about this, because a lot of times when I read books like this, and by the way, you know, I read some things that have more to do with, you know, taking a journey where we go, but there are so many different piece parts that don't get explained. And what you're doing here is talking about the piece parts. And so one of the things that I want to do is I want to have us talk about now this relationship, the interrelationship, the spider and the web. They're interrelated. You know, how many of us get the opportunity to watch that spider build that web methodically? Everything connected. Looks like ease and grace, but it has an intention, doesn't it? I want to take a short break when we come back to this. But before we go, how do we get a copy of the book? How do we find out about Chintamani?
Oh, yes. So it's innertraditions.com. You can buy copies of the book there. And there's lots of information on our website, including instructional videos. And that's that is www.chintamanimatrix.com.
And believe me, I have a listener that already went there, and so I have a question when we come back. We're going to take a short break, everybody. Chintamani and intention, but that's not the only thing in this book. You know, you can get the book available from, I think, Inner Traditions. It's also on Amazon. It's so beautifully laid out that when you take a look at each part, it takes you on the journey to understand the complete impact of what is being said here. Beyond the fact that you know when you go on a trip, you put that crystal in your pocket. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martine. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today. Whenever you start worrying or doubting, or whenever the inner mean chatter starts to steal the show and calm just goes out the window, here's a quick 30-second practice that you can do at any time. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. Let's breathe out everything right now. And breathe in for four. One, two, three, four. Breathe out. Four, three, two, one. Breathe in and mentally say, I am. Breathe out. See the letters of the word calm dripping in front of your awareness. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, calm. There you go. For more of this, go to ClaudiaSMCoaching.com and click on Meditate.
How do you feel?
Just okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you think
stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowley is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowley.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, hearing wild magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Manny, I'm like loving this new sound mix that you're just popping in here these days.
Yeah, why, you are quite welcome there, Pat.
Yeah, just kind of love it. Yeah, I mean, it's like a far cry from back in the day from playing dirty, but we're good.
I can still be back too.
I got to tell you, that is my favorite, still one of my favorite albums. I play my ping pong to it, and she is still one of my favorite artists. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. And yes, Jules, I have an it. Jules, that's like your real name, right? You must be. You texted me. I do have an answer about their website, and we're going to make sure you find out about it, because there's only so much we can get in this short interview, and I'm not asking the traditional question because I want all of you to understand. I can't even imagine the amount of work and time that went in to creating this book. It's just like amazing to me. But Happy, can you tell folks again how we can find out about you and John Davis and connect with you and your website and getting the book and all of that?
Yes. So our website is www.chintamanimatrix.com, and you have to spell it C-H-I-N-T-A-M-A-T-R-I-X .com. And you can get a copy of the book from Inner Traditions directly, yes. innertraditions.com, and you go in there and just type in the title of the book, which is The Chintamani Crystal Matrix.
Yes.
But you can also get it on Amazon, Barnes mm-hmm. & Noble. Just about every, you know, online bookstore has it. So anyway, getting back to your question about the front page of our website, that big clear crystal jewel gem on the front is a diamond.
Okay. Yeah.
And we selected that because it was just a really cool photo, for one thing. It's very clear, crisp. And I thought, wow, this has got clear, clean, crisp edges. And also, diamonds, You know, I know there's this cultural fascination with diamonds, especially associated with at matrimony. But, you know, that really came from a massive De Beers marketing, okay?
Of course.
And because they had a lot of diamonds, and they had to come up with a mass marketing ploy to get everyone to buy diamonds. And it was a successful marketing strategy. It's still working to this day. All right. But in more ancient times, especially if we go back to the Hindu and Indian traditions where they mm-hmm. used crystals very deeply with astrological charts, they always kind of thought of diamonds as being more like, little mini vajras or swords of power, or thunder, lightning bolts. And, you know, and nothing refracts light quite like a diamond.
Yeah.
Diamond has the highest refractive index of all the gemstones. It's made of pure carbon, the hardest mineral material on the planet. So what diamonds do is they amplify your intention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes diamonds have been associated with curses, you know, because if you're amplifying the wrong intentions, and then the way it refracts light, it bends light, it boomerangs back on you, and then you're amplifying what you're putting out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So this leads me to my question for John Dennis now, because my first time through the book, and I prepare, I read the books. I love to read because I grew up illiterate. You know, I grew up stuttering, illiterate. The only way I graduated high school is a really weird story. I flunked literature. I was supposed to stand up and read some big, giant poem or something that, you know, I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't read it. But I'm not saying I cheated. But I could pick any poet, and I picked Bob Dylan. And I knew every word of every song. So while I couldn't read and write, I have a really interesting memory. So I got up there with my paper. I got up there, right? I didn't do this with your book. I actually read the book twice. And I got up there with my page, and I'm making like I'm reading Bob Dylan's song, right? And I had it memorized. But the reason I'm telling this is because I have to go through things twice. I go through first because I'm a visual. And I have this learning thing. But then the second time I go through and I hang on things, this is my question for you. The second time around, I walked away almost filled up with tears because of the spiritual nature I saw in this. And I want to take a minute to have you talk about that. I don't think that that was my imagination. And when I talk about the spiritual nature, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about spiritual science. You know, I'm talking about what you said, Happy, about praying. I'm talking about the fact that my stepmom made my dad buy a diamond, not in a ring. She did not want it in a ring. So he goes out before he got broke and lost all his money and buys her a diamond because she used it ritualistically at home. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a mom from the South, first child at 12, second at 13, stuck in the Bronx. Don't email me about the Bronx. I'm just saying, like, this Southern woman is now in the Bronx. And she could ask my dad for anything. And she asked him for a diamond because she used it. And I found out later to clear. But she had a spiritual practice, John Dennis. And I want to talk. Am I off about this? Because there's a lot of great information, a lot of great pictures. But, man, when I was done, I was spiritually touched.
Well, I mean, it is about spiritual evolution, really. I mean, that's really what's at the heart of it. And so you could also think of this amplification of intention as also sort of amplifying your state of mind. So if you just put your mind in a position of, like, you know, mindfulness in a sense, or just watching or just radiating peace, and there's, you know, hundreds of different meditations that you can do. But if you put your mind in that state, then having crystals around ends up what they call being a support. You can have a candle be a support and just look at the light. You can have a stick of incense be a support and just watch the incense smoke as it rises through the air. You can have a religious picture. You can have an abstract geometrical picture like a lot of the Hindus,
yeah,
mandalas are.
Yep.
And all of those are different kinds of support. So what we were partly talking about, in a sense, is being able to use crystals and different stones and grids of stones as a support now to amplify your own practice. So it makes it easier because that's also the noise of the culture and modern times that get us away from, and it's intentional to get us away from our intuition and get us away from, you know, listening and acting on our inner voice. So this is just a set of supports to like reintroduce in a manner where we can touch it again and then take it forward and and use all of these, you know, crystals and the techniques around them, because there's dozens and dozens of techniques that, not that we just only talked about, but a number of other people have, you know, used as well. But to just get everybody to use it in that way, or to point them in the direction that you can have a profound effect on yourself by using these crystals.
Yeah, I found it really, and I guess the part that I got to after I spent a lot of time on the zodiac signs, right? You know, and it's not, let me rephrase, it's not about the zodiac signs, it's about alignment. Everything in here that I pick up on is about alignment, and that's just my word. I'm pretty sure you don't talk about it like that, but I couldn't help it. One chapter, oh, that's aligned with this. See, this is, I see things in my brain. I don't see the words. When I read a page, I read the whole page and I get an image. When I got to the alignment and intention part, I think that's when it hit me. And as a result of that, I am going to be going through my house today. Because what I realize is intention, and we have to put, please answer this, both of you. Don't we have to put attention on intention?
Absolutely.
I don't know about you two, but I know I've manifested some really weird things that I swore that I didn't want in my life. And when I look back at them, I did. But can you, Happy, talk about this alignment? Because unless you all get the book, and unless you look at this book and you look at what I'm saying, I might be able to show you all this. And Lydia, I'm pretty sure you don't have images of this. I pulled all my Post-it notes out of the book. I didn't want to hold the book up with Post-it notes. I'm sorry. But you see, this is what I'm talking about. This is just one page. And I want to ask you, in the world we live in, and I really do give credit for the movie The Secret, right? There's some things I agree with, some things I don't, but I have to give it credit, because what it did is it popped open a whole population of people that had no clue about anything we're talking about. And now you can't turn around without people understanding or hearing the word intention. But I want to ask each of you this question from your perspective and your journey in writing the book. I would love to know, beyond being guided and channeled, because you both, I know you were, but what was your intention alignment surprise in your journey in bringing this material together? And what I mean by that is you set out you were going to do this, and you woke up one day and both of you looked back and said, I had no idea that was going to be in the book. I had no idea it was so important in the time we live in, because I think things come to us because we need to get them. Happy, you want to go first? Should I start with John Dennis first in this one? I keep going back to you first. I mean, eeny, meeny, right? What does that even mean? Happy, do you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first thing that popped into my head when you said that was the epilogue.
Okay.
The epilogue
right.
snuck in there at the last second. I kind of remember even that day, and I told John Dennis, because we were past our word count. We had a maximum word count. We were past it, okay? And we actually had start chopping stuff out. And then we had chopped stuff out, and all of a sudden it came to me. I was like, the epilogue. We need the epilogue, and I know what needs to be in the epilogue. And I started writing it, and it wrote itself. And it really was, it was like we had gone through this massive journey, then all of a sudden the epilogue, it was the launching off into really finding Shambhala, like really going home. And so that's what we're using with our crystals. When we align with them, when we do astrological readings and we're meditating with our crystals, we're trying to find home. We're trying to find where we came from, who we really are, you know, where our heart is. And that's where the epilogue was going. There were these guides who've been trying to find a home for us. And they may be ascended masters. They may be masters living on the earth right now. John Dennis might be one of them. But, you know, it's like they're these guides who are helping us find our home. And then the Chintamani is intimately linked with this. That was the piece that kind of surprised me at the very end, was the way that kind of just, it ended the book and launched it into a whole nother direction.
That's when I read it, and I was talking to Linda, and I said, they've got to have another book. Did they have another book? I'm like, where's their other book, right? I'm like, and I'm sure it'll come. John Dennis, how about for you?
I think one of the weirdest moments that I had was I was listening to a lecture, and somebody was saying, was quoting Schrodinger and saying, DNA is an aperiodic crystal. And then I was just like fogged over in that moment. And so then, you know, then I'm out picking up Schrodinger's work and trying to like, you know, dig through what it is that he actually said. But I mean, the concept of it is like your very plan, the matrix of your body, the DNA itself is the crystal. It's like your main crystal. And so it's like we're like at the very heart of us, we're composed of a crystal. You know, so whatever else you can decide, you know, we can call ourselves, you know, biological and, you know, consciousness, but it's all the things attributable to crystals are attributable to us, our bodies in a sense, because of the DNA that's encoded in all of this. So that was one of those parts that just knocked my socks off.
Yeah. I mean, I look at books. I'm working with one of our hosts, and she's writing a book now, and we're really battling about the cover and the title of the book. And as a matter of fact, I sent them your cover and title, and I said, you've got to do a better job representing this. But then let me tell you where I went in the book. I don't know much about this, but I got to one of your appendices, materials analysis of Chintamani orbs.
Wow.
What?
You really read the book.
I did. But Benny, are you ready for what I'm... When I first started the show wasn't the Dr. Pat show. I had a very interesting relationship with crust of the earth. I'm not kidding. I kid you. The show, you can Google it, Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And I got to this part, and I read what you said, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Why are they using the term crust? Started to really lean into it, my eyes shut energetically. And I still, by the way, I don't claim to understand this. But I do understand this line right here, where you say the fact that the crust portion of the earth had only trace amounts of organic elements of sulfur and phosphate implies that the crust is not funerary ash. And then you go on. It's not you should be surprised to me reading the book. I'm just in awe about what you've included in here, because energetically and otherwise, this is really the place all of us need to try to get to, right? And I know we have a couple minutes left. I could go on for hours. I hope you will both come back. I'm already going to call Gail. I'm going to have you both come back, because the idea of what you're presenting that's going to cause me to take a half a day to look at every crystal in my house from your book's perspective is just amazing. I want to ask you each this question. First of all, thank you so much, both of you. Again, how do we get a copy of the book? But I would love to know your personal message, each of you, and what you'd love to leave us with.
All right, to get a copy of the book, first of all, it's innertraditions.com, and also you can purchase it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Our website is www.chintamanimatrix.com. And I think I think this message of the book is very simple. The word Chintamani means mind gem or mind stone. It means the stone is in your mind. And it could be the pineal gland, which is crystalline itself. And so when you are connecting with, like, when you're meditating with a quartz crystal, when I meditate with a quartz crystal, I go into the quartz crystal. I bond with it, like me and the crystal become one and the same. And then we're both resonating with our intention of peace or love. And so I think it's about bonding with the crystal. It's not like, oh, the crystal is going to do all the work for you. It's you're working with the crystal to create intention, and you are the creator. So the word Chintamani, mind stone, means the crystal is inside of you. Mm. I think that's one of the messages from the book.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And thank you for that. John Dennis, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
My message is that it is the way to higher consciousness, and that the crystal makes you aware, in a sense, of the self that you are, that isn't conditioned by karma. So it helps to kind of like have you more clearly not just see, experience, smell, touch, taste, you know, truly experience yourself in a different dimension. And it breaks down sort of like your habitual view of yourself, of all the criticisms and, you know, all the things that aren't right, and then just experience yourself in this more perfect reflection. And then that allows you to just relax and experience this, mm-hmm. this higher state of consciousness, which is already present.
Thank you both for everything. I hope you will come back. And I want to say to all of you that are watching and listening, and isn't that the gratitude mandala? Is that correct?
It's the flower of life.
Flower of life. Thank you. That's what I call gratitude.
Oh.
But for those of you out there, this is the book. We got through a very high level of this. Hopefully when they come back, we'll really talk about what alignment means. I want to thank you both so very, very much for bringing this message out, but it had to take a few, I would guess, or channel it.
it took a few years to write the book.
And thank you for the cliffhanger at the end, because we'll be expecting your next book. Just saying. Thank you both for joining me here today. I want to thank all of you out there. Again, this is one of these books. It goes on my holiday list, right? So I give books away at the holiday. So this one goes like at the top of my holiday list to give to friends. Thank you all. Benny, thank you. Lydia, thank you. Happy, thank you. John Dennis, thank you. And most of all, to all of you out there, if it wasn't for you, none of us would be having this experience that we do on the show. You are the driving force behind this. And our commitment, as always, is to make sure that we're presenting the material you want in the way you want. Thank you all so very much. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
As we take a break between these 2 hours of Transformation Talk Radio, I'm Nate here in Alternative Talk 1150 for an 11 a.m. traffic update. And right now on I-5 heading north into Seattle, you'll encounter slow traffic conditions at the end of Boeing Field until I-90. Then further north, more stop-and-go conditions will occur as you go over Lake City Way. Then for southbound I-5, everything's running smooth except for heavy congestion occurring over the 104 approaching shoreline. And finally for 405, a little bit of hesitation through the Renton S curves, but speeds back up again at the 900. And that's it for this traffic update. After this news break for the second hour of Transformation Talk Radio, the Angel Lady Sue Storm will take over. And this week, she goes over the angels Joseph, William, and Katrina. We'll also take your phone calls to find out which angels are with you today at 425-373-5527.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining WNBA star Brittany Griner. Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison after being found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. In a statement out today, Biden said he's calling on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates. The Justice Department is filing criminal charges over the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. Attorney Ben Crump spoke about the charges to reporters.
They knew that these falsified documents, this search warrant, would lead them to think that it was a dangerous situation, that they were going to have guns drawn, and they knew.
The black woman was sleeping when police raided her apartment, and she was fatally shot. Officers were hunting for her former boyfriend, who was a reputed drug dealer. Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers are being charged. Garland said an affidavit used to obtain a search warrant was falsified. He noted that federal civil rights laws were violated, resulting in the young woman's death. The defamation trial of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is now being linked to the January 6th Capitol riot investigation. The InfoWars talk show host was there and was apparently communicating with some of the key players. That information is apparently on his cell phone, which has become part of the trial. U.S. gas prices are on the decline for seven straight weeks. America is now approaching an average price of $4 a gallon. It's nearly a 20% drop from the high set back on June 14th. Weather experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. Rick Hoschel reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicts there will be 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. A forecast issued before the start of the season called for the possibility of slightly more named storms than major storms. There have been 3 named storms so far this season, which runs through November.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies throughout the day, giving us a high near 68, and southwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly clear, with a low around 54. For tomorrow, we go back to the sunny streak, bringing us a high near 73 and a low around 58. And finally for Saturday, sunny skies remain, high near 81.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we have an action-packed show. I've got a lot of ideas. People have been sending in questions, and so I'm going to answer those questions. And Mason, do you want to let them know how they can call in for their little mini-reading?
Sure. You can just give us a call at the station here at 425-373-5527. We also have a toll-free number. That's 888-298-5569.
All right. And so off we go. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm the Angel Lady, and it started when I had a near-death experience as a child, about 18 months of age, and I was suffocating. I was wrapped in blankets that had gotten over my face, and I was suffocating. And I can even back then remember seeing five white objects flying over my head. And they were angels. And at that point, this incredible feeling came over me, and I knew I was going to be saved. And I was. Some angel got to my mother, who was downstairs, and as soon as she saw that, she ran upstairs, and it was great and wonderful, and I was saved. And from that point on, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling the presence of angels. So I want to share with you who your three angels are. You have three angels that were chosen for you when you were born to help you with your life's purpose. One is an archangel, two are guardian angels, and they are specifically for you to increase your gifts, to do what you're here to do. And Archangel Michael, who is my main guide, has said when people are following their life's purpose, their life is easier. And the angels want your life to be easy. They don't want you to have to push so hard and try so hard. And they want things to be easy and light and fun. I mean, that's their goal. They are your team. Those three angels are your team, and they're here to help you. And today's show is how to let the angels uplift you. We have multiple uplifting angels. We have Joseph, who's the angel of joy, Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. We have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And I'm seeing another angel waving her hand, Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. These are your angels. They are with you. They are helping you. And if you want to go to my website, it's theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and you can find out a little bit about me. And then also there are five angel first aid books that I have written. Most of them you can get on Amazon.com. They all start with angel first aid. We have angel first aid for you and for everyone else and in these little books, and we can talk more about that now. So I've done probably 5,500 radio shows. I've been doing this for a long time. It's what I love doing, and we're going to get started. Mason, do we have anyone calling in, or should I continue?
Not at the moment, but I just want to remind listeners that if they want to call into the show to get find out which angels are with you today, our phone number is 425-373-5527 at the station, or you can dial into the Transformation Talk Radio listener line, 1-800-930-2819.
All right. So if you want to know a little bit about yourself, your life purpose, what you're here to do, and if you have a situation that you need an angel for, or you have some kind of resolution, that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to tell you about the angel first aid questions. So if you go to theangellady.net, that website, and you go to Ask Sue, that's one of the top on the top in the menu, Ask Sue, there is a place where you can fill out a form, and then you can get a free download of angel first aid techniques, eight of them, which are colorful and easy to use and cover a variety of areas in your life, success, happiness, organization, different things that you might need to know, how to set goals. And then also there is a place where you can ask the angels a question. Or you can ask me a question, and then I can ask the angels, and I will let you know the answer. You also get your angel names at no charge. So check that out. and I want to tell you some of the questions that people have asked, and then maybe they ring true for you, or it's something that will help you out in the future. Okay, so let's see. Let's start with a lady who asked me about selling her house. She had her house up for sale, and it wasn't selling. It's a good market for sellers, but she was having difficulty. And so this is what I suggested, or the angel suggested. Raphael, the Archangel Raphael, loves to just sit on the roof and call in a buyer. May sound silly, but try it. It works. And just think of him calling in your buyer. And so that's one of the ones. And so Calvin is the angel of real estate that helps you with getting your house sold or listed or whatever it is you need to do around a house or a business too. And then Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, is the angel of comfortable housing. So let's split off a little bit to someone who is a renter and is looking for a place and has not been able to find one in her price range. And so I told her to talk to Darian, ask him to help her, and she was so surprised. Actually, her sister found a place for her and told her about it, and she's actually moving in this weekend. So that's Darian for comfortable housing and Calvin for real estate. And I'm going to check with Mason, and if we don't have anyone, we're going to go to a different question. Are we still open?
Still no callers, but again, those phone numbers to call into the show, 425-373-5527. That's here at the station, KKNW, or the Transformation Talk Radio listener line. Just give me a moment as it pulls up here, 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. So this is about a career. If we're going to switch to careers right now. If you have an opportunity, Christopher is the angel of opportunity. If you're looking for a new position, and I've had great results. People have called in and talked to me because I do consultations, I do sessions, and I actually have a Dr. Pat special where you pay for one half hour and the second one is no charge. So, and it, just miraculous results in getting higher pay, greater benefits, and being able to find a job that just delights them. You know, if you're dissatisfied or you just want more or think you deserve more, let's let the angels help you. So the angels for careers are Philip is the angel of employment, and Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development. Also, you need Esther, who's the angel of vitality. You need some energy when you're doing this. And let's see, who's the other one that wants to volunteer? Katrina. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. So you may be wondering what I'm doing. I'm listening to the angels. I'm seeing them. There's a whole team of them in front of me. And I'm hearing them, seeing them. And, of course, I can feel their presence, which is really important. And if you want to learn how to do this, again, you can call and get the Dr. Pat special, and I can teach you. We can practice together communicating with your angels, hearing them, seeing them, feeling them. It's a fun experience, and it's got to move you forward in your life. I think we're close to a commercial break. Are we close to one? Or are we going to go through it? Or
yeah, we can go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And then after that, we do have a caller that just called in. So we'll be with Kay calling from California right after this break.
Perfect.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Yeah. you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level, become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Coming you back, I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we are talking to the angels, and I understand that we have a caller that's waiting for us.
Yes, we do, and that is Kay calling us all the way from California, just on the south side here on the west coast. Welcome to the show, Kay. You are live with the angel lady, Sue Storm.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hey. Thank you for taking
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
How about yourselves?
Oh, wonderful. It's a beautiful day. I'm in Chicago. It's a beautiful day, so we're doing well here. Let me give
Great.
you haven't received your angel names yet, right? The three angels that are with you?
No.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So, and your angels are excited. They're like on their tippy toes, just kind of, oh, we got to talk for Kay. All right. So this is good. All right.
I'm
so your archangel is Michael. He's also mine. And that's guidance and protection. And then you have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. And she tells me that you're a very positive person. If there's a couple of ways to look at things, you'll take the high road. You'll take the positive way. And then, that true? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. But what I noticed is you don't have a money angel. Would you like one? I'm looking for your...
Oh, yes. How's that?
I'm looking for your money angel.
Possible.
Okay. So you have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune. And he's also an angel for abundance and extra plenty. So Timothy is that special angel for you.
Wow.
Question for your angels?
Yes, I do. My question is, why am I so mistrusting?
Why are you so mistrusting? Is that what I heard?
Yes. In certain ways, like, I kind of tend to trust, and I shouldn't, this is not correct, but I tend to trust sometimes strangers more than my, you know what, this is a better question. Am I mistrusting
a person? Can I answer that one
or
anyway?
Or am I too trusting?
let me answer that one anyway, okay? Okay, so
yeah.
I think it's not about you mistrusting everyone. It's about you don't trust yourself to be discerning enough to know if the information you're getting or the person is honest or deceptive. I think it's learning how to recognize what and whom you can trust. Does that feel like it's right?
Yes. Because I'm actually confused. I don't know if I trust too much or I don't trust enough.
I'm interrupting, but it depends on the situation and the person. I mean, honestly, there are certain things, and it's different with different situations. Sometimes you can trust people to be honest, but you can't trust them to be on time. You know, there's different things. In every individual and in every relationship. But think about, is it about you and you trusting your gut reaction and your hunches about the person or the situation? Because they tell me you have a good connection with them, and so then they can help you with that. Okay, did you have another question you were going to ask me?
There was some jewelry that went missing in my house, and I need to know, is it lost, or did someone take it?
Okay. Mason, are you listening? Can you repeat that for me? It's going in and out.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit choppy on the connection,
yeah.
But what she was saying was that she has some missing jewelry in her house and wants to know if it's something that, you know, just got lost, or did somebody take it from her?
Okay, so I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't know. I'm not a psychic, and I can't find lost things. But I will tell you this. There is, my sense is you'll find it. Wherever it is, you'll find it. And Laramie, is the angel that helps, it's the angel of discovery who helps find lost people, pets, and items. So get back with Laramie and see if he can help you with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I'm delighted. Your angels are smiling, and they're just delighted. So you may want to try the Dr. Pat special, and we can talk more. And get a couple of sessions. We can do that.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that's it for the callers right now. But if you do want to call into the show and get a reading about which angels are with you right now, our phone numbers are 425-373-5527 or the Transformation Talk Radio listener line, 1-800-930-2819. Back to you, Sue.
Okay. So we were talking about careers, and I wanted to tell you, if you have an interview, here's some tips from the angels on interviewing. One is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Deborah is the angel for interviewing. So pretend like that angel's on one side of you. And you might want to take Archangel Michael because he's guidance, and have him on the other side of you when you go in for your interview. And to wear something blue. In fact, one of our little remedies is it's about navy blue. To wear something blue. Blue is the color of believability. So you'll even if you're wearing like a black suit, wear a blue blouse, something like that, or a blue shirt. And so that will help you with your interviewing. And then another thing is, and it's a remedy in the books called backbone, and where you take the energy that's in front of you, sort of in your abdomen and your chest, and you sink it to your spine, and you will come across as being more confident, stronger, more powerful. When your energy is in the front of you in your abdomen area, in your chest and abdomen area, you are more of a victim. You come across as more vulnerable. When your energy is in your backbone, you come across as stronger, more powerful. So, and this isn't just for interviewing. If you're going on a first date, if you're, if there's any place where, even going to a family party, there's any place where you need to have your power and be in your power, just visibly think about your energy moving towards your backbone. Oh, and I should tell you this. I've also told that technique to athletes, and they have come out. If on a tennis match, they win. One lady was a gymnast, and she won first place. And get your energy in your backbone. And you don't need to keep repeating it, because that's what the athletes asked me. If you just do it in the beginning and then go through with whatever you're doing, it's not something you have to, like a mantra that you have to keep repeating. But each time you need to be powerful, you need to make a good presentation, have your energy in your backbone. So.
All right, Sue, looks like we have another caller here on the line. That is Katie calling us from Georgia. Welcome to the show, Katie. You are now live with the Angel Lady, Sue Storm.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're happy to do that. This is just wonderful. Both of you are such great fans of the Angels, and they're such great fans of you. So go ahead and tell me, have you ever gotten your angel names before?
I think one of them. I think Timothy is for money.
Oh, is the Angel of Good Fortune? Sure, absolutely. Okay, so your archangel, actually your archangel is a prosperity one as well. You have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity, but he's also the angel of spirituality and enlightenment. So you're on the perfect path because they tell me you're a seeker. You just want to know. This is true. You just want to know how things work and what they do and where you're supposed to be. Is that you?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds absolutely super and special. Okay, so what could I answer for you?
Okay, so I'm currently living in Georgia, and I am thinking of either moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, or I'm thinking of moving to, like, kind of like New Jersey area, New York area. And I'm really trying to make a decision, feel good about it, but I'm open to learning about, I guess, the possibilities of how I feel is whatever choice I make or where I'm being guided.
Is there a reason you picked those two places? Is there somebody in Carolina? I mean, is there a reason that you chose those two?
Well, for the New York, New Jersey area, I'm actually from there. But a friend of mine has like a new employment, a high up position, and she's trying to help me get a position out there. And I do see a lot of employment there. Like I see a lot of positions that would interest me there in the New York, New Jersey area. for North Carolina. Actually, it was
okay, I'm going to stop you right here, and I'm going to tell you your chi, your energy, your angels.
Okay.
They say North Carolina.
Okay.
You're going to like it better. You're going to like the weather better. You're going to like it just seems easier for you. It just seems more comfortable for you.
North Carolina.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, when I originally was in New York, and I had the choice between North Carolina or Atlanta, but I picked Atlanta because I used to live here before. So I kind of picked that place. So I just never been to Charlotte or anything, but it always just was an option. But you're saying that you feel more comfortable. Well, my angels are here.
And let me give you my 800 number. It's 800-323-1790. And if you want to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, we can talk more about it, and you can give me more details, and I can give you more details.
Okay.
But right now, it just seems more peaceful in North Carolina for you. Okay?
Okay. 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 All right. Thank you.
Glad you called.
Thanks.
Okay, we going on, Mason? Are we going to hit a break? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're just at the time for another break, so we'll just take care of that real quick and come back for the show. More Angel Lady with Sue Storm. And if you want to get in the line, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 1-800-930-2819. That's the Transformation Talk Radio listener line. So we'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes.
Often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Bryant, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Spacious Finale Network, Communing with Your Soul, with Julio Rose and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. we're having an action-packed show, and we're talking about angels, how they can help you. And this particular show is about how angels can uplift you, who they are, what they do, and how they can make your life better, easier, and just more fruitful, more exciting. You know, it feels like with all that we've been through with the pandemic and everything that's been going on, we've kind of gotten sluggish. Our goals maybe haven't been met and things have got quieted down. So get your angels revved up. Get them going. Esther's the angel of vitality. And get some, like the angel of prosperity, Katrina. Let's get them moving. Do you want to jump in here, Mason, and give out the number?
Sure. Our phone number at the station is 425-373-5527. And you can also call the Transformation Talk Radio listener line, 1-800-930-2819. Both of those phone numbers will get you into the show to speak with the angel lady Sue Storm and find out which angels are with you today.
Yes. And so here we go. We were going to go into another situation that that people have written in about and asked questions. The website is theangellady.net, and the menu, it says Ask Sue at the top, and then you can fill out a little form so that I can get back to you and ask me your question. And also get your angel names, no charge, and then really find out how your angels can help you, how they can be with you. If you welcome your angels into your life, if you know who they are, and I've identified 120 different angels that are with you, that can help you, and if you know who they are and how they work and what they do, things just get easier. So the next thing I wanted to tell you about is a little affirmation. Angels make the molecules move faster to... And then you say what you need. Angels make the molecules move faster to find the home I'm looking for. Make the molecules move faster to bring my soulmate into my life. Angels make the molecules move faster to get me the career position I will love and do well at. So it's all about making the molecules move faster, and I want to explain that to you. At one point, I took my energy and I went up to the angelic realm. And I said to them, why do miracles happen so often up here and they don't happen so often on earth? And the answer I got was molecules move faster up here. So I'm thinking, you want something, you want it quick, have the molecules move faster. You need some extra cash, angels, have the molecules move faster to increase my income, to bring me some fast cash. Whatever it is, try it. You have nothing to lose. And here's the other thing. I'm going to put you on Miracle Watch. You know, we have Verdict Watch for, for a court case. And then you have Tornado Watch for weather. But how about Miracle Watch for you? How about having some miracles happen in your life? Why not, right? So let's bring some miracles. So let's get up in the morning, put yourself on Miracle Watch throughout the day. Notice the little miracles that happen and get excited about them, and then more miracles will happen. And your life will just start to, improve, because that's what this show is about, uplifting, getting you higher, getting your vibrations higher. So, got another affirmation for you. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. And that's a musical octave. So, angels, raise my vibrations an octave. If your vibrations are higher, you're in the law of attraction, the higher vibration things will happen to you. You'll meet people that have a higher vibration because like attracts like. So, we're in the flow. We're in the higher vibration. So a couple times a day, just say, angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Anyone there, Mason, or should we keep going?
Not at the moment, but again, the phone line numbers are 425-373-5527 or toll-free on Transformation Talk Radio of mine, 800-930-2819. You can find out which angels are with you or which angels you'll need to figure out something that's going on in your life. We got those answers for you from the angel lady, Sue Storm.
Okay, and here we go. We're going to talk about where do you find out who your angels are if you haven't called into the radio show. You can, and it's really important. I just want to say this to you. Knowing the angels that are with you, created for your life purpose or chosen for your life purpose, is really important because when you're on your path, your life purpose path, then things are easier. There aren't as many little road bumps and speed bumps and things just run more smoothly. So you can find them from the Angel First Aid books. All the Angel First Aid books have a glossary of angels in the back. You can get them on Amazon.com. They all start with Angel First Aid. Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, has just gone into hardcover. Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence is the latest book. So there's just a variety of books. They all have the angels. And if you go to the angellady.net and you fill out the Ask Sue form and you ask me for a list of the glossary of angels, I will send it to you, no charge, and because I want you to be working with your angels. I want you to welcome them into your life, be with them, find peace with them, find happiness, find prosperity. Their joy is helping you and being there for you.
All right, Sue, we're just going to probably go ahead and take a quick early break because we have a caller that's waiting on the line. That's Margo in Enumclaw. And after we take this break, we'll have plenty of time to speak with her and find out which angels are with her.
That's wonderful.
All right, so everybody stay with us. We'll be right back here on Transformation Talk Radio. It's the Angel Lady Sue Storm. We're taking your calls today, and we'll be back after these messages.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and mind? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.vivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Vivera community.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. and I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we are giving you your angel names and answering questions, doing little mini readings on you and what you need. And most important, uplifting you, helping you make decisions and uplifting you. So we have a caller, and we're going to go right to our caller.
And that is Margo calling us from Enumclaw. Margo, welcome to the show. You are live with the angel lady, Sue Storm.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Do you want your angels? Because they're happy to be talking to you. They're all smiling. Would you ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay. They tell me you're such a delightful soul, and they have fun with you. You have a good sense of humor, and they have fun with you. So I just wanted to give you that compliment that your angels.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, so they notice you, and they're happy to be with you. All right. So your archangel is Gabriel, and Gabriel is the angel of communication, arts, and invention. And then you also have Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And that's the, one of the things that's important, is you really inspire others. You might not even know how much you do, but you do. And your other angel is, it's a money angel. Oh, Jeremiah, angel of financial security. So if he hasn't stepped forward, I would kind of visualize pulling on his robes and saying, come on,
oh,
Jeremiah.
I think he has.
Let's get going here. All right.
I was wondering if I could get a little reading today.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Just a general reading.
You know, I can't.
You want me to be specific?
Yeah, I need something more specific. And then they can zero in on it, rather than just say, you know, you're going to have a good life. Let's find out what you really want to know.
Okay. Let's go. I meet my soulmate.
Okay, that's a good one. Yes, the answer is yes. It's in the future. Let me tell you that. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. And so if you ask Terina to help you, that's the angel that will step forward. And
okay.
Tara, got that?
Yep.
And then Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. So you got love and attraction. But
wonderful.
You know, they say you're a dynamite lady, and you deserve the best, so they're working on it. How's that?
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Give me another question. There's something else that you really want to know. Is it about career? What else are you interested in?
No, I'm wondering, I'm remodeling a house right now. I'm wondering if that's ever going to get done.
Okay, that's what it is. All right. So if you were listening, ask the angels to make the molecules move faster. Angels make the molecules move faster.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, there you go. That's the fastest way to have it happen and get done right. And you want to get it done right.
What was the miracle?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the miracle one? Get up in the morning, and
it's this being on miracle watch. Like you wake up,
miracle watch.
You're watching for miracles. The miracle of having everything done right and having it done quickly and finding that soulmate. Look at all those miracles that can happen.
Yes, right? Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we should talk a little more about miracles. Miracles are, my definition of a miracle is the time has been taken out. And the way I say that is if you need $50,000, you could probably work for a year or whatever it is, a few months, and get to $50,000. Or the time can be taken out and you get it quickly because you either get a windfall or you win the lottery or something happens. And that becomes a miracle. So it's the time being pulled out that creates that miracle. But the other thing I want to say is little miracles happen all the time. And if you acknowledge them, and if you get excited about a little miracle or a little goal, then more happen. It's like your body gets used to it. Before we started the radio show, I asked the angels what the most important thing was for me to tell my listening audience today. And what I heard is that you can only manifest what you can manifest through your body. So if a way to do this is think about $50,000 in your bank account and then feel in your body, or maybe even in a stock market, whatever, wherever that money might be. And then feel in your body, does that feel comfortable to you? And then move it up, say, $100,000. Does that feel comfortable to you? Because somewhere in there is an amount that will feel comfortable. And that's the amount that you can manifest. So the secret is to clear out some of your blocks, change some of your thought pattern so that you can get to a point where you can create a higher amount and even more love. You know, how much love can you create? How much income can you create? A lot of it is what do you feel in your body? So I just want to tell you a little bit more about reaching me. You can reach me through my website, theangellady.net. If you want to go to the Ask Sue and fill out the form and get in touch with me that way. Or you can call 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And that gets to me directly. That's my direct line. And we can set up sometimes to do the two sessions that are in the Dr. Pat special. So you pay for one and you get the second one at no charge. So you get an hour of time with the angel for half price. That's my Dr. Pat special, which is really popular and not offered on any other program. And then, let's see, there are multiple books. There are Angel First Aid. There's five different Angel First Aid books. All of them have the glossary of angels. And they're like little handbooks or something that tells you affirmations. What do you do at a time? Like, for instance, if you're feeling lonely, you go to the index and it tells you which remedies to use, which angels to call on. If you just need some extra prosperity, same thing, which angels to call on, which affirmations, which remedies. It's like a little guide, like someone called it a recipe, like a cookbook for making your life better. And you'll just love the Angel First Aid book. The angels have set them up for you to help you make your life better. So we've got the books, we've got the sessions, we've got the angel names, and let's see, how else can we help you? We can send you love. We can just send you angel love. So if you're listening right now, your angels, your guardian angels are sending love to you. It's coming down from the heavens, and it's going through your body, through your aura. You are getting their love. Woo, and the room just got bright. They are really here with us today. This is absolutely wonderful. And how much more time do we have, Mason? What do you think?
We've still got about 4 minutes left, and that is just enough time if we want to take one more caller and squeeze one in. But you got to call right now, and
perfect.
Our phone number is 425-373-5527. Or you can call on the Transformation Talk Radio listener line. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. We don't have one waiting, though, correct?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay, good. Well, take your opportunity. Get your last chance opportunity to talk to the angels and call in. In the meantime, let's see. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about miracles. We want to talk about, I'm asking them, financial prosperity. All right. Prosperity to the angels is all aspects of life working well. It's health, happiness, family relationships, and everything working well. So Katrina is the angel of prosperity. If there's some part of your life that isn't up to par or where you'd like it to be, and the archangel for prosperity is Uriel, who also works with spirituality and enlightenment. The most important thing is for you to believe and trust your angels. The lady who called in first was asking about trust. Well, believe me, you can trust your angels. You can trust them with your secrets. You can trust them with your confidence. Let them help you. Let them be with you. Let them just enjoy every part of your life. Share every part of your life with you because they are there. They're there to make things better. They are your support team. And Archangel Michael said to me that the one line that the angels always believe, you're never alone and there's always hope. They're there to help you, to guide you, to love you, to support you. How can you go wrong? How can you ever go wrong? It just makes everything better, happier, smoother, easier, and just more joyful. So our goal today was to be uplifted by the angels, and I think we've done that. At least I feel we've done that. How are we doing, Mason? We good?
Just about one more minute left, but we can also head on out right now if you'd like. Is that everything you needed to say for today?
I think so, yes.
All right. Yes. I'll just go ahead and close out. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. It was the Angel Lady Sue Storm, and she'll be back. What time are you on next?
I'm on the first Thursday of every month.
All right.
There we go.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Bye-bye.